Welcome to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, formerly known as Self Discovery Media. On these podcasts, you're going to hear people who speak from the heart. They've taken the journey in life. Many things have happened to them, but they've changed it to happening for them. And in their strength, their courage, they've discovered their abilities and their wisdom, and they are now sharing it here with you. Do enjoy each show. We bring it to you with love and knowing that it's going to help you on your journey of life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sarah's View of Life, right here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troy. Grace at any size. I've interviewed some women well into their 70s, even 80s, that are beautifully slender, so therefore it is easier to be graceful. Clothes just fall off them. They just look wonderful on them because they are slender. But when you get to be a woman that is a little more curvy, and many of us become more curvy with age, the being graceful is much more of a challenge because it's harder to find that clothing that allows you to be so. So why is it that being graceful, when it is shown to us on social media, is only to do with people that happen to be of slender body? Why can't they not show grace of a woman that is more fuller figured? We see people like Oprah Winfrey. We see people like Queen Latifah. We see people, many people out there that are very, very curvy. And it is a question of the cut, the fabric and the way it's laid. Anybody could be graceful at any size. It's a question of, are we being designed for? Now, grace is in your presence, in your essence of being. You could be wearing a sack and still look graceful because that is how you're coming across. You're coming across in a graceful persona, the way you carry yourself, your tone of voice, the essence of your beingness. All of that precedes even your presence. And when it's felt, it will be felt accordingly. But to match the clothing to that gracefulness, that is the question, isn't it? So how do we match that clothing? Look to good quality fabric, fabric that falls well, that holds well. If you are a full-bellied person, you don't want to go with something that's tight around the belly. A little gathering under the bust or crossover that allows kind of more draping around the top, you know, accentuate the top area, bosom up, give that a nice neckline, make that be something that is present. And then underneath the bust line, have something that's very slightly gathered or a looser that can fall nicely. If you are shorter and fuller tummied, then you want to go just below the knee or just above the knee, depending on your legs. You don't want to cut yourself off too short because then you kind of look square. So, but it is very much in the fabric that you choose. It's not whether it's busy or not, but it's how it's cut, how it falls. We need to spend more money as we get older on better styling, better quality clothing that actually can fall with us, something that really does accentuate who we are. I have got the big flap arms now. Due to my neck injury, I cannot do these heavy weight things, etc. Lifting my grandson of 35 pounds, believe me, is heavy enough. So it's hard to kind of get rid of that flap. And I've known women who are very slender that still have the arm flap. So how do we dress for that? Well, we like to have the sleeves that come just below the elbow. They can be puffy, they can be drapey, they can just be soft. But they kind of allow for the arm, the flap arm. And again, neckline. Now, of course, some people have the double chin. Maybe that's not what they want to accentuate, but they've got a nice slim waist. Well, now that's the waistline that you're going to accentuate where you are there. Where is your best feature? You know yourself. You know which part of you prefer to carry off. And make sure that that is accentuated. I don't mean if you've got a good bosoms that they all should be protruding out. I mean, if that is your neckline, then let that be the feature for you. And if you have, I am big bosoms, and yes, bosoms grow, folks. They grow as you get older. I have developed since COVID a bit of a tummy. I used to have a small waistline. It's still smaller to my hips, but I have developed a bit of a tummy. And I've always had hourglass hips and thighs. So, how do I dress now? Well, I can't accentuate the waistline as I used to. I used to be able to bring into the waistline. But now that the waistline has got a little thicker, it is more draped clothing. The dress I'm actually wearing today buttons up to about here. And then it just has the cut where it A-lines out. So it flows on top of me. I like clothes that drape on top of me. My neckline is still okay, so I can go with this neckline and have this accentuated. That from there on, I like clothes that kind of drape. Tailored clothes that kind of come in at the waist, but not so tight that everything bulges and then flows back out again. As I am a hippie person, I don't like clothes that are tight to my hip. I like things that A-line out and that flare way below the knees and give a sensual flow to it as you walk. So we have to know our body. But whatever our body shape is, short, tall, thick, wide, thin, bosomy, hippie, thigh, flappy arms, whatever we've got, it's how do we navigate through it? We cannot dress like we used to. We haven't got those kind of bodies anymore. We're not in that age bracket anymore. So how do we dress accordingly to the way we are and still pull off grace? I would like to see more and more fashion designers, and you do see it like on Project Runway and a few of these other shows, excuse me, where they now have what they call the plus figure. Why they call it the plus figure, I don't know, just more embodied, person that is just bigger frame, bigger bosom, bigger tummy, bigger there. I think there's so many of us up there. The percentage of people that are 14 plus is way, way higher than anything else. But I'm glad to see that they are actually incorporating in that and trying to design for that to make a woman look elegant. And there's so many ways we can be. Like, the great feature coat with a nice top underneath and pants, but in making sure that the top doesn't accentuate areas you don't want to accentuate. I don't wear sweaters that come below my hip because if I do, then that accentuates the thighs. So I take sweaters up to my top hip level, and then I have whatever I'm wearing underneath the pants or the skirt is something that then drapes. But I like in the winter that these kind of slightly oversized sweaters that A, make you feel comfortable because there's something comforting about an oversized sweater, but also at the same time allows you to then kind of shape out. So we do need more designers. We need more pictures in magazines. We need to see more full-bodied women who look elegant and who look graceful and who look beautiful in their full-bodiedness on social media. And we need to stop looking at only the skinny. And those who've had plastic surgery or butt surgery or boob surgery, that those are the people that are, can only be graceful because that is not true. The truth of the matter is, any one of us can be graceful. How do we carry ourselves? As I said, you could be wearing a sack. But if we are wearing something that detracts from our presence, that throws ourselves off kilter, then it kind of, it's rather like the needle on the record. It throws people out. Represent yourself. Do you love color? As everybody knows, I'm a blue girl. I love blues. So I love wearing blues. In the winter, I try and incorporate a lot more blues of different tones in my sweaters, etc. In the summer, I go more colorful. I'll go into the oranges and the pinks and the reds as well as the blues, because I love color and I love seeing color come alive and it makes me feel alive. So don't be afraid to pattern out or color out and just carry it. carry it like it is you, own it. Just because somebody has put out a certain design saying everybody's got to dress like that now doesn't mean you have to follow along. You be unique, you be your own self. You wear what you feel good in, that you know that you look good in, and it doesn't matter if it's yesterday's fashion or not. Fashion today is such a broad spectrum. I remember when the mini came out. It was the mini. Then from there, it went straight down to the maxi. Very hard to to suddenly add on to the mini, which many people did, added on fringes and added on frills. This was the 70s, folks. Nowadays, if you've got the legs, you can wear a mini. If you haven't got the legs, then you can wear a maxi. It's really a question of how you carry yourself, how you feel in it, and how you modernize it is with different pieces of jewelry, mix and matching. I generally take something current in the season and I mix it with something that is my old classical. I have skirts here that go back to 2005 and 6, and I still wear them. And I will wear them with different type of tops just to change it up. The same with tops, wearing it with different type of skirts. I like things that can multitask. One top can fit many different bottoms. And I have dresses that I've had for years, especially in the summer. You know, we kind of wear more in the summer because we get hot and sweaty and it needs to be washed more in the winter. We're more cozy. We definitely don't wash every single day, right? So it is about us feeling comfortable, representing who we really are, our confidence, our essence of who we are, our love of self, our love of life, our badge of honor for what we've been through in life, and wearing it in a way that instead of people seeing what you're wearing, they're seeing you and the clothing is complementing you. That's what we want to see. The clothes are complementing you. You are being represented. And the clothes are honoring you and your presence. So we don't want the dress or the outfit to walk in before you. We want to see you because the dress highlights you, or the pants or the skirt or whatever it is that you do wear. It is just make sure that it complements you, that it makes your essence even stronger. Because if it doesn't, then people aren't going to be able to see you, or they can't get by what you're wearing. So don't be a slave to the latest fashion. Don't dress as they used to say, mutton dressed up as a lamb. That meant an older person dressing up as a young person. Even if you've got the body for it, it's a young person's clothing. And it maybe sometimes just is discombobulated with who you are now. Yes, you can wear great slim slacks and a nice top that maybe the young people are wearing, but you'll wear it differently. I don't think representing our age is a bad thing. I'm 60 and I will wear clothing that, as I said, is very flowy, very easy wear. I love soft, flowy, movement type clothing. What I don't like to see is people who have bodies that have gone curvy and they wear the tight, tight t-shirt or they wear the shorts, accentuating everything. You can wear a t-shirt that falls better over your belly, over your bosom, over your hips. You can wear shorts that are a wee bit longer and more tailored. It's just a question of being graceful in what we wear, the way we do our makeup, the way we wear our hair, the way we carry ourselves. Being mature as we get older doesn't mean being old and out to pasture. That maturity is something in that we are confident in who we are and the way we present ourselves. And that maturity is like that fine wine. That maturity compared to a young maturity is very different vibe. That young confidence, that get out and go, that exuberance that's there. It's different when it's mulled over the decades. And now you have this older maturity. It's calmer, it's quieter, it's more present. And in many ways has slowed down because we're not in such a hurry anymore, right? So grace at any size, right? We can all be graceful at any size, at any age, at any economics. If you can't afford a lot of clothing, my God, there are so many secondhand shops. I have bought some wonderful outfits in secondhand stores, charity stores, etc. Got some things for an absolute steal. Do you have to look? Yes. Do you have to go often to check it out? Yes. You get that steal that somebody probably spent $200 or $300 on, and you're buying it for under 20. And there you go. Who knows? Who knows what you paid for it? It's again how you wear it. I can't afford expensive clothing. I never really have. I've always had to look for the sales. But I love clothes. I love how it makes me feel, how it's the extension of who I am. It can change my mood. I may lay something out the night before, which I often do, as to what I'm going to wear the next day. And then I'll put it on and go, not me today. Not me. And I might have to try on two or three outfits before, this one is me today. This one is me. Because that outfit, again, it's another frequency of who you are. And you want that outfit, you to be so comfortable in it and so at home in it, that again, it's not the clothing that people see, but you. And if you're fidgety in it and you don't feel right in it today, then that's going to show. And people are going to know you're uncomfortable. And then they're going to misconstrue that maybe you're uncomfortable with them, not just uncomfortable with what you're wearing. And you may love that outfit. It's just the wrong vibe for today, right? So go with your feeling when you see something. I'm in the mood for that today. And put it on and feel good in it and let that feeling good shine outshine. Let it just blossom you because that's what it's about. That's grace. When you can walk down the street wearing whatever you're wearing with confidence, with your own exuberance, with your own beautiful essence, and people see you. I was once told by a mum at the school, I used to work in the school as a volunteer. I would do absenteeism. So kids that didn't turn up, I would be phoning to find out where they are. I was also tuck shop mum, and I was also graduation mum. So I was quietly involved in the elementary school of my children, because all three went through it. And one mum once told me, and it took her courage to say this, I hang around in the morning to see what you're wearing today. And I was blown away by that because, you know, getting three kids off to school, sometimes you just put on what you put on. But I did dress differently to other mums because I shopped differently. I went to those different quirky type stores. I didn't mind mixing and matching things. Jewelry, makeup, scarves, and things like that, because again, it represented me. And I was seen and I was blown away and extremely complimented by the fact that she did this. And it also made me a lot more conscious of what I was wearing every day. But it's our grace. Maybe we could be naked and still have grace. But when we dress according to our own personality, our own character, our own beautiful energy, and people can see that, then yes, they may notice what you're wearing, but they notice how you are in that. And that's really the bottom line of it all, folks. How do you feel in that outfit? And when you feel good, I promise you, you've just elevated yourself. And you are going to get out there and show that elevation. So, if you are a full-bodied woman and you've listened to the show, I would like you to go to my Facebook, SarahTroy.88, or the Self-Discovery Media group, or the gosh, all of my Facebooks are there. This Self-Discovery Orchard podcast group. Anywhere you see this show. Wherever you got it on social media, or even if you've got it from the website, under comments, If you can, post a picture of you in your favorite outfit. Something that makes you feel good. Something that makes you feel you. Something that elevates you and makes you feel embraced. Share with me, please. I want to see your grace, your confidence, your essence, no matter what your size. And I want to see how you feel in it. Because when we stand up and own it as curvy women, when we stand up and own it, and it's not just the beautiful skinny women out there, but women like us, and we make it part of the norm, and that we can be beautiful and we can be confident and we can stand out for the right reason, then maybe we'll start seeing us represented in the more mainstream platform. So, folks, dress to feel good. And when you feel good, you'll show good. You'll do good. And the whole goodness of you will expand out. So, until next week, folks, I wish you an exuberant day. Bye for now.
We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life, and we know that through inspiration, it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted, and we do hope that you enjoy the next show.